Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. There have been times when people have found themselves in difficult situations, not seeing any possible way for them to be helped. And then in the end, everything worked out in the most perfect way to the point where they even forgot about the problem that they went through. If those people would have known from the beginning that everything was going to work out the way that it did, they would have been much calmer about it the entire time. Even if the salvation was going to be delayed in coming, the fact that they knew it would be coming would have put their minds at ease. We have the ability to be calm and happy even while we're still in the middle of a problem. For example, if someone suddenly developed a very sharp pain in his mouth, he goes to the dentist to see what's wrong, but the dentist can't diagnose the issue. That night, the pain becomes excruciating, and the person is in a very nervous state. If a specialist would come to his house at that time and tell him, "I know what you're experiencing. There's a medication that could take away the pain and completely heal you in a matter of minutes. I'm going to write you a prescription now. And when the drugstore opens in the morning, you could go pick it up." At that moment, this person would feel so much calmer, despite the fact that the pain didn't decrease even one iota. What makes all of our problems so much worse is the anxiety that we think they're never going to go away. This is where Emunah could do wonders. Someone who knows that his problem was sent to him by his loving Hashem, who has calculated and measured precisely how difficult it should be for exactly how long it needs to be that way, and he won't experience a second more or a second less of what's necessary, he'll have a much easier time dealing with that problem. When a person's able to strengthen himself with this emunah, it's a very valuable avodat Hashem. The pasuk says in Mishle Perek Yud Zayin, "Ubohen libot Hashem." Hashem is checking our hearts. What is He checking them for? Rabbeinu Yonah writes, to see if we have bitachon in Him. The stronger our reliance on Hashem is, the better off we'll be in this world and the next. We must also believe that no matter how tough of a situation we seem to be in, Hashem could always take us out of it. Even people who, lo aleinu, felt that they had nothing left to live for, eventually had joy brought back into their lives. I heard a story of a man named Osher, who lost everything in the Holocaust, including every one of his family members. One day, he met Rav Aaron Cutler, who asked him if there was anything he could do to help him. Osher said, "No, there's nothing you could do, Rabbi." Rav Aaron then gave him a very warm beracha and told him, "I give you a blessing that you will find a wife that you could love again and build a family with. And you and I are going to dance at your daughter's wedding." Hearing those good tidings lifted Osher's spirits a little bit, and he thanked the rabbi for his blessing. Osher did eventually get remarried, and he did have a daughter. But 10 years after her birth, Rav Aaron passed away. Years later, his daughter got engaged, and he was telling his wife, "Baruch Hashem, I went from someone who had nothing to someone who has everything. Our daughter is going to get married. Be'ezrat Hashem, bring us grandchildren to sit on our laps. The only thing that's bothering me is that Rav Aaron Cutler said he was going to dance with me at that wedding." The day of the wedding came. Everyone was emotional. During the dancing, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Shneur Cutler, son of Rav Aaron, walked into the reception. Everybody stopped to go greet the Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Shneur went straight to Osher to dance with him. Osha thanked the rabbi for coming and said it wasn't necessary to come all the way from Lakewood. Rav Schneier said, "You don't understand. When my father was on his deathbed, he told me, 'I need your help. I need you to take my place and dance with Osher at his daughter's wedding. I have been waiting for this day to fulfill my father's wishes.'" And Osher was in tears. He thanked Hashem for putting his life back together and bringing him joy once again in his life. Yes, life can become very difficult, but having emunah will ease the pain and is also considered a very big mitzvah. Have a great day.